the sunlight and glistened pinkish white. The tide was right out, and this object was not only far below him, but remote across a broad waste of rock reefs covered with dark seaweed and interspersed with silvery, shining tidal pools. And he was, moreover, dazzled by the brightness of the further water. In a minute, regarding this again, he perceived that his judgment was in fault. For over this struggle circled a number of birds, jackdaws and gulls for the most part, the latter gleaming blindingly when the sunlight smote their wings, and they seemed minute in comparison with it, and his curiosity was perhaps aroused all the more strongly because of his first insufficient explanations. As he had nothing better to do than amuse himself, he decided to make this object, whatever it was, the goal of his afternoon walk, instead of Ladrum Bay, conceiving it might perhaps be a great fish of some sort, stranded by some chance and flapping about in its distress. And so he hurried down the long, steep ladder, stopping at intervals of 30 feet or so to take breath and scan the mysterious.